he's looking doubtful for the weekend. Still got the problem with this groin strain that he got in the game at Bury. So we're looking that he's or preparing, I should say, without him available. But you never know. You never know. It could be. He could heal in the next 24, 48 hours.
Right. So he's a maybe then. If not, then Leighton Orient, I suppose, if all works out well.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah, hopefully.
Do you have any other concerns then as we count down to the weekend?
No, everything else is fine. We've got virtually everybody available that we need to, apart from the long-term ones, yeah.
That must be an encouragement for you. Okay, Jonathan Fort's a bit of a concern at this stage, but by and large, everybody's healthy going into an important stage of the season.
It's really important, of course. Is, you know, I think that... the fact that we have Jonathan missing is a bit of a blow to us because, you know, we obviously brought him in for the reasons, as you well know, you know, and I think that it does leave you thin on the ground in the striking areas if he's not available. But the rest of the team, yeah, it's good. You know, it's good that we've got everybody back and everybody competing and battling for those starting 11 places.
Is it fair to say that perhaps more than at any other stage of the season, you do actually have that competition for places greater now, if you like, than at any other stage?
That's fair to say, yeah, it is. I think that we try to cover most of the positions. I still think we've got one or two areas that we're keeping our fingers crossed that nothing happens. But generally, yeah, we've got cover and we've got competition, which is good.
Do you think you've perhaps lacked that then this year, if I could phrase it like that, and not had enough bodies in? It's perhaps an easy question to say when you've just come off the back of a run of a little bit of a wobble, but have you missed that competition for places?
Of course we have. I think that, it's well documented what we said before. You know, you find it difficult to go through a season and you've got some of the key players missing, you know, and not being able to replace them with the quality that's already there. So you're going to have a problem. And there's been areas and times of the season this year when we've not had that. You know, so yeah, it's been frustrating at times, but it's a fact of life and that's what you've got to get on with. You know, I think most clubs have got the same problem. Certainly with this salary capping that's coming in, you know, it adds to the frustrations. But they have to be adhered to, and that's simple as that.
In an odd sort of way, and I know you didn't want to lose him anyway, but the Nick Blackburn transfers perhaps helped, hasn't it, that you've got more bodies now, more to play with?
It's not helped me. We've lost our top scorer, Crikey. We didn't want to do that, but that's I said. It's the sign of the times, and we had to make sure that you know we brought cover in certain areas. Now, whether you've got that top quality cover in place against Nick is arguable, but it did allow us to bring maybe one or two more bodies in than we would have done before. Yeah, of course that's the case. But in an ideal world, you'd like your top scorer to still be here. You know, that's it's not stating anything that. I don't think anybody would agree with, but he's not, you know, and we move on and move forward and move forward with what we can bring into the side in the best type of quality that we can get.